Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us inspire you and help you create the life that you desire. Each week on Get Inspired Radio, we're going to bring you guests that have overcome challenges, guests who will inspire you, and guests who will share tools and techniques to help you create the life that you desire. Connect with me after the show through AskSueLondon.com. That address again, folks, is AskSueLondon.com. I really appreciate and I love hearing all the comments about the show and how these different segments are inspiring you to keep to create the life that you desire. So, folks, keep sending those emails. I love it. Now, a couple things to share with you before we get started with the show. I have to share with you that I, for the month of August, am the featured wow gal for a magazine called Women of Worth. So check that out. I'm really excited about that. And another piece of news, my inspirational book, My Life Story, called Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life, is featured on Spirited Woman site for the top 12 summer books pick list. Now, to purchase your copy of this book, visit my website, AskSueLondon.com, and click on the books tab. There you can purchase the book in hard copy as well as an ebook version. Now, I cannot talk highly enough about my guest today. I love her to bits, and the fact that this is one of my favorite topics for a segment, well, let me just say it's an animal lover show, and if you're an author, this is just an inspiration to show you how your stories can lead to so much bigger things. Now, the topic of our show today is On Toby's Terms, a story of life, love, and purpose. And my very special guest is my very good friend, Charmaine Hammond. Charmaine Hammond is an international transformational speaker, helping people live an inspired, resilient life, and is a leading trainer in corporate North America, helping transform workplaces. Charmaine is also an award-winning and best-selling author of On Toby's Terms, Toby the Pet Therapy Dog and His Hospital Friends, and Bounce Forward, and has been published in Chicken Soup for the Soul, What I Learned from the Dog. She's also co-authoring a new book, GPS, Your Best Life. Her book, On Toby's Term, is currently in development to become a major motion picture. She's been featured on CBC, CTV, Global TV, 820 CHAM, Alberta Primetime News, and many major newspapers and in various magazines. Now, for you to learn more about Charmaine, you can visit her website, HammondGroup.biz. The spelling is H-A-M-M-O-N-D group.biz. And if you want to learn about Toby, her very special furry friend, her book, and their work together, visit the website OnTobysTerms.com. Now, today during the show, you're going to learn about this very special dog of hers and the lessons that he taught her and how their journey is now unfolding to a movie. Charmaine, welcome to Get Inspired Radio, my friend.
Thank you. It's just great to be with you today.
I am so excited. I have to tell our listeners, if you've ever, you know, read a book that you just can't put down, Charmaine's book, On Toby's Term, is one I encourage you that during the commercial break or after the show, go to her website and get it right away, because I was reading this book during my holidays down in Virginia, and I'm reading this, and I'm killing myself laughing about all of these stories. And I'm reading it back to my husband, and people around me are listening as what I'm telling him what Toby did next. And they're, well, where do I get this book? How do I get this? So, folks, you've got to go out. I cannot talk highly enough about this book. And if you're an animal lover, this is a must for your library.
Thank you.
So now before we get started, Charmaine, I just want to share with everybody the call-in number, because, folks, you have the opportunity to ask Charmaine your questions. Now, the number you call is 800-930-2819. You can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. So, Charmaine, let's get started. I can't share you and Toby fast enough. This heartwarming book is about your phenomenal journey with your special dog, Toby. Now, went from being incorrigible to incredible. Tell our listeners how this journey started.
Well, my husband and I had lost our first dog, whose name was Dukes, and we'd been about a year and a half without a dog, and it was time to get a new dog in our life. We were ready. So Christopher researched adoption, dogs that were up for adoption, and he showed me this mugshot of this dog, Toby. And I looked at the computer screen, and I was instantly in love with these big brown eyes, big pink floppy tongue, and I had to have him. So we went on the process of adopting Toby. That was the good part.
Exactly. Get ready, listeners. That was the good part.
And so he was 5 years old when we got him. He's a Chesapeake Bay Retriever, so he's quite a big dog. And, you know, he was really quite perfect for about the first 6 months. He had some unusual, quirky behaviors and really liked to bark. But, you know, he was well-trained. He was a pretty good dog. And then after about 6 months, it was almost like he passed his probation. And Chris comes home from work, and I get this phone call on my cell phone. And, you know, Chris says, "Your dog has to go." I don't know when Toby became my dog. Apparently it was
that That's day. How it works, though, isn't it? It's always your dog when they're bad, right?
That's so true. But, you know, as Chris was describing the house that he walked into, in fact, he couldn't even get the door open. So he had to go around the backyard and crawl through the dog door that opens up into the kitchen. And as his eyes scanned the room, there was not anything that was in its place. Furniture moved, furniture knocked over, the water cooler, we had just refilled the water cooler, he had knocked that over, you know, the hardwood floor was starting to swell from all the water, and Chris went through the whole house, and every single room was a complete disaster. Toby had even been sitting in the sinks were full of dog hair, and he had turned water taps on. It was just a complete disaster.
You know, do you think in his past life he was a human?
Yeah.
You know, because as I was reading what this dog has done, I've never heard of a dog in my life doing some of the things this dog's done. Why don't you share some of the bathroom scenes in particular? I can't give it the life that you can, that's for sure.
You know, I think we're probably the only family that I've ever met. We don't have children. It's Chris and I and Toby. And that's really enough. we're probably the only family I've ever met that has had to replace 6 toilet tank lids in the matter of a couple of years. And Toby has this strange fetish with the bathroom. We don't get it. We've had behaviorists in to try and help us figure out what goes on. But he loves to trap himself in the bathroom, actually in any room, but most frequently the bathroom. And he'll kind of wander in, and he'll nudge the shower door. It's always 3 times. He pushes the glass shower door with his nose, and then you can count to 3 in your head. And then click, he shuts the door. And then that's when the toilet seat starts flipping up and down. And when we're not home, we frequently come home to the toilet tank lid on the floor smashed into pieces.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing? I've never heard of a dog doing that before.
We almost have to bungee cord them on.
Yeah. Well, is he still doing it now?
He tried. We've recently moved, and the house that we have now, the door opens the other way, and we're noticing he gets frustrated. He can't trap himself in the bathroom anymore, but he hasn't broken a toilet tank lid for, over a year now.
Oh, but that's big news.
Big progress.
Yeah.
But, you know, he still wrecks the occasional room. His nose was at a joint the other day. Christopher went sailing, and I guess Toby had wanted to come, so he tore apart Chris's tool room.
Now, you know, folks, this is, you're hearing some of these stories about Toby. This, Charmaine, is a true animal lover. And I don't think, you know, if I had a dog come in my house like that, I'm sure my husband would say, that dog has to go. Mm. Although it wouldn't go. He'd say it, but it wouldn't happen. Yeah. How did you manage to work through all that?
Oh, you know, it was tough because Toby is such a lovable fun dog. He shines with personality. You know,
he really does.
He's just a great dog. He's so fun and lovable. So, you know, we're having these great days with him, and then we come home to these disasters. And to be really honest, it was kind of getting in the way of Chris and I, because I would sometimes take Toby's side, which I learned wasn't a really great thing in a marriage to do.
No, it's not.
It's not. And so I was kind of feeling like I always had to be the peacemaker and to smooth over Toby's behaviors. But two things had to happen. Chris and I discovered we needed to learn to communicate differently about Toby, because if we were frustrated, I think Toby picked up on sort of the tension in our voice, or maybe the tone of our voice slightly changed. And we decided, you know, we were in for the long haul because we were both in love with this dog. And we called for help. We called the behaviorist in.
Well, I don't blame you. With this guy, you'd have to, for sure.
Yeah, his issues were, you know, I'm not a dog trainer. I'm a pet owner. So Toby's behaviors went far beyond what I knew that I could handle. And so we thought, we have to figure out why this dog is doing these things and how we can cope with his behavior differently, because we know that when Toby is not in that mode, he's an incredible, incredible dog, and he just connects so well with people.
For sure. You know, he's certainly a teacher to you. There's no question.
Huge.
Charmaine, can I get you to hold that thought? We're going to have to go on a quick break here. Folks, you're listening to Get Inspired Radio with Sue London and my very special guest today, Charmaine Hammond. We're just going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Charmaine's going to share more about the adventures of Toby. So as a quick reminder, you can call in, folks. The number you call is 800-930-2819. And you can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And be sure to visit my website during the break at AskSueLondon.com and purchase your inspirational book of Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Saskia Rowell came to America with 5 children and 1 suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is YourSoulGuidance.com.
Get Serving the world one listener at a time.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. My very special guest today is Charmaine Hammond, and the topic is On Toby's Terms, a story of life, love, and purpose. Now, Charmaine, before we go into talking about Toby and his adventures, can you share with everyone how they can, first of all, purchase this fantastic book, On Toby's Terms? What do you want them to go to purchase?
They can go to Amazon, Amazon website has it, as well as in the U.S., Barnes & Noble has the book, and in Canada, the Chapters store, and as well, Toby has access through his website. He's a very technical dog. He's got his own website named after the book, OnToby'sTerms.com.
Okay, and then for your website now, if people want to book you as a speaker for training, do you want to share that website as well?
For sure, thank you. People who want to connect with me can connect with me through HammondGroup.biz. That's HammondGroup.biz, B-I-Z.
Perfect. Now, before the break, we were talking about Toby and his behavior and how you coped with it. I just can't stop laughing. Every time I see going to a bathroom, I think of Toby and these toilet lids. And what we didn't talk about was the fence either.
No, we didn't talk about it.
Because every time I'm in my backyard and I see our new fence, I think of your dog.
Well, you know, Toby has tried. We have a fenced-in backyard with the dog door that he can come and go as he pleases. And one day he basically took fence boards out and chewed his way from the bottom up. And we also came home that day to not only find fence boards missing and chewed to pieces, but he tried to chew his way out of the gate. And then also chewed the composter, the big plastic composter. And we were just chuckling the other day, the lady who bought our house, we had recently moved, she just put a note on Facebook. It was the cutest thing that we had forgotten to replace two of the toilet flusher handles.
Oh, no.
So they have Toby's little original teeth marks. And so she said she's hanging on to them as an original Toby.
Oh, for sure. They'll be worth something, that's for sure.
So he certainly always keeps us on our toes, that dog.
But, you know, you can just see it in him. He is such a lovable animal.
He is.
You know, he definitely found the right owners, because I don't think, you know, everybody would put up with his behavior. But, mm-hmm. you know, he also has taught you lessons, too, hasn't he?
Oh, he has. You know, he really has. And when that started to become apparent to us was mm-hmm. when we called Maggie the behaviorist in, she came in and just kind of, you know, wandered around the house with us and Toby, just kind of watching him in his home and with us. And after a couple of hours at our house, she talked to us and said that Toby needs a job. He needs a purpose.
That's right. They do. Yeah.
It blew me away. You know, Sue, I hadn't really thought. I knew people, you know, I work in organizations and with teens, and I know how valuable living with purpose and passion is for people. I hadn't thought about it for a dog.
Okay.
And really hadn't. And, you know, when she suggested get Toby a job, that's exactly what we did. We went and got him certified to be a pet assisted therapy dog. And I know you know all about that. And
oh, absolutely.
So, you know, what happened is essentially we changed our lives around because you can't just drop Toby off at the hospital and pick him up when he's done. You actually have to be with him.
Yeah.
So I've you know, been given this beautiful gift of being a volunteer at the hospital. He's been volunteering now. He's going into his fourth year.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Now, what would you say are some of the most important lessons that Toby's taught you personally?
Oh, boy.
There's been a lot.
You're right. There's been a lot of lessons. One of them that I just keep coming back to is he has taught me about not giving up. And in my work as a speaker and a trainer, I work with a lot of people who give up on their goals just before they reach them.
Yeah.
And Toby reminded us that, you know, sometimes you just have to persevere and persist that little bit longer. And I often find myself thinking, what would have happened for us, but more so for Toby, if we didn't persist?
Yes.
You know, because there were many times, quite honestly, that we didn't know if we were going to be the family that could help him through these issues.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm sure in the book I talk about Chris actually wanting to send him back to the shelter. But we persisted, and what's happened as a result is, you know, Toby's life has become transformed, and so has ours.
Oh, and, you know, I find with all the animals we have had, too, every animal has been a teacher for us, for, you know, myself, my husband, our children. I really feel that the animals pick their owners, not us picking them. And, you know, you're just, it had to be you to be his owner, that's for sure. I'm so grateful you gave him a home, because I would hate to see, you know, something happening to him or, you know, not being loved, because you do give that special love to him. So thank you for that on behalf of all the animal lovers. Now, we have to talk about your sailboat story. Want to share that?
Sure. I'll give you the Reader's Digest version of it. Chris and I, we had a house on the lake, and this was many years ago. It was about 16 years ago. We were out sailing, and it was a catamaran sailboat, and we flipped the boat, which was a really windy day, and if you're an avid sailor, flipping the boat is actually fun.
Oh, well, really?
Yeah, apparently. But it wasn't fun for me, and I'd never flipped the boat before, and what happened is, as we righted the boat, we were able to get the boat righted again.
Okay.
And just as I was crawling on the boat, for some weird reason, the sails cleated, and the boat took off with me dragging behind it. So Chris and I were separated. It was terrifying.
Yeah.
And Chris swam as fast as he could to grab me or the boat, but it was too fast, and we were gone. So Chris and I got separated in this very big lake. And basically what happened is I eventually got torn apart from the boat, which then I knew I was really in danger, because they always tell you stay with the boat.
Yes.
And I wasn't with the boat anymore. For some reason, Chris knew I wasn't any longer with the boat, and I don't know how that happened, but being the amazing hero that he is, he swam to me. We were about a mile apart at the time, and then we had to swim for our lives, basically, for about 4 hours in very, very cold northern Alberta water. And there was many times that we didn't think we were going to make it.
Wow. Now, you mentioned that Chris sails. Are you sailing still?
Well, you know,
did you go back to it?
I did. And Toby, the teacher,
what did you do?
you know, we didn't have Toby when this happened. This was 15 years ago. But that sailboat story became part of the reason we kept Toby, because we thought, you know, Chris and I did not give up on each other or on our love that day in the lake.
Mm-hmm.
And when push came to shove with Toby, we decided we weren't giving up on him either. And it was Toby that kind of got me back comfortable sailing for many years. I would not go near the boat. And then I watched this dog conquer his fear of diving off the dock. He would get to the end and then fall in because he couldn't brake fast enough. And then Chris just worked with him. And so here's this guy who, you know, at one point wanted to give this dog back, and he'd fallen so head over heels in love with him that he was out in this water teaching the dog to dive off the dock. And that's all he wants to do now in his life is run full speed down the dock and dive after his favorite toy. And I watched him and I thought, you know what? If this dog can conquer his fear, I need to get back on that sailboat. So
good,
I'm really excited
you.
To say last weekend we were out on the sailboat and I actually captained it. So,
oh, good for you. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. So the lesson is, you know, sometimes it takes us many years to conquer our fear, but when you just kind of lean into it, you know, you can get through it. And that was Toby that reminded me of that.
So really, the hero of the story is who?
It's Toby. And pause down.
and you know, you brought an interesting point how you said Chris had to teach Toby. It's amazing how people think a dog is a natural swimmer. And they're not. Like, I know with our dogs, you know, they were fearful of, like, when we take them in our pool, our dogs have life jackets.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them like the pool and some of them don't.
Yeah.
So for all you people that maybe are new animal lovers, don't just think you can take a dog and throw them in the lake or in a pool, because they don't really all like that.
No, Chesapeake Bay Retrievers are water dogs, and we were so surprised when the rescue organization, when the foster parents told us that when they got Toby at age 5, before we adopted him, that Toby didn't know how to swim, and David, the foster dad, had to teach Toby to swim, and so we were just so blown away. I thought it would be instinctive, and then when we were taking Toby to the lake on the weekends, he was terrified of that, I think it was actually the distance between the dog and the water.
Oh, okay,
You know, he would love to be in the water, didn't want to leap off the dock into the water. He was fine if he ran in from the beach. And now, I mean, his greatest passion is we throw his favorite toy is the Kong. And he throws that Kong out there. And, I mean, he does, like, this Superman dive. It's fancy. And
Well, I have to say, all the listeners today, I'm putting out a request. We have a squeaky monkey here with rope arms and rope legs that my husband had to amputate the legs on the monkey last weekend because our puppy Gus had chewed them all and they were quite frayed and he could have been, you know, choked on the string. So we are in search of a new squeaky toy monkey. That's the body is a squeaky toy. So if anyone listening can find me a squeaky monkey material covered with the rope arm and legs, please email me because we need to replace that monkey. For Gus's sake. We've got to go to a commercial break here, Charmaine. Can you hold all your questions here, or not your questions, your more details and amusing stories about Toby, because we've got lots to share. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. While we're at the break, be sure to check out my website, AskSueLondon.com. Purchase your copy of Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life, and make sure you go to OnTobysTerms.com and purchase a copy of On Toby's Terms book. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com. Welcome to Anagallis Herbs, a quirky company that believes Mother Earth gives us everything we need to heal our bodies naturally. We believe if you can't put it in your body, you shouldn't be putting it on your body. Our beautiful face creams and body salves are a treat for your skin and your soul. Our baby products are delightfully effective and non-toxic. You can find our products online at anagallis.com or call our master herbalist, 95-337-5229. Anagallis Herbs. If you can't put it in your body, you don't put it on your body.
8 out of 10 people suffer from chronic lower back pain. Are you one of them? Finally, a simple, inexpensive way you can stop the pain at home. It's called the VacuPractor. The VacuPractor's unique patented method uses vacuum pressure and leverage targeting only the lumbar region. You'll get guaranteed results or your money back. And it's far less than a trip to the doctor's office. Finally, a back pain treatment that works.
For more information about the VacuPractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit VacuPractor.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Today I have a very special guest, Charmaine Hammond, here with me today. And we're talking about, on Toby's terms, a story of life, love, and purpose. Now, before the break, we were talking about this very special dog, Toby, and how Charmaine and her husband have been coping. Charmaine, what's the most amusing thing that Toby's been doing lately?
Well, I was going
to
say.
I'm afraid to ask.
You're afraid to ask. Well, you know, the most amusing thing, two things. I got to tell you two things. One of them is that this dog copies our behavior. He learned to put on his own seatbelt. Can you believe it?
Are you serious? Oh,
I
my
am
Lord.
Totally serious. The only thing he hasn't figured out, Sue, and if he figures this out, we're really in trouble, but he hasn't figured out how to put the metal clip in. But
okay.
He straps himself, like he gets his body under the chest part of the seatbelt, and then he sticks his four legs in the lap part, and then he leans against the seat of the car as if he's belted in.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it. Folks, I have to tell you now, Charmaine and I are talking about her dog. This is really a dog, a real dog, and her dog became a book, and the book is called On Toby's Terms. And some of these things that Charmaine's telling you, that's only half of what is you'll hear in the book. So everyone listening, I encourage you to go to OnTobysTerms.com website or Amazon and purchase this book, because I'm just sitting here shaking my head thinking, how can this dog do anything new? I thought he'd discovered everything.
Well, we've learned to appreciate the intelligence and the brightness of animals, because, you know, Toby is a smart dog. And last time that we were in the States on our book tour, we got a surfboard lesson for Toby, so he got to try out surfing.
Wow. It's amazing. Just absolutely amazing. Now, do I need to ask what inspired you to write this book?
You know, it's kind of, for anyone listening that wants to write a book, I don't think I was really planning on writing a book. And if I did, it wouldn't have been about Toby. It would have been what I do in my business. And as we started going through this journey with Toby and our lives were changing in such a great positive way because of him, I thought, you know, I want to share these stories with the world, because who knew this dog that caused so much stress could actually become such a beautiful teacher for us.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's because of Toby that I've learned not to be a perfectionist, and that's probably one of the biggest gifts that I could ever receive in life, because being a recovering perfectionist now has made life
so much more fun. It is.
You can relate, can you?
I can relate totally.
Well, I discovered that it's impossible to be a perfectionist and live with Toby. It's not possible, so we were convinced we loved Toby to pieces and he was going to be with us. So I guess I had to change from being a perfectionist. And as I did that, my whole world opened up, and it was, you know, that was another lesson that I thought other people can learn from this, and that's how the book came about.
And weren't you originally, you were going to be originally writing a book on business, but you were kind of having some challenges with that, wasn't
yes.
it? That we talked
yeah,
about?
You know, absolutely. I met this publisher who is the publisher of On Toby's Terms, but she'd invited me to write a chapter about conflict in a book that she was producing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I tried to write it. That's my background, conflict management. Tried mm-hmm. to write the chapter, and I couldn't. And I discovered, my publisher told me, it's because I wasn't passionate about writing that particular piece. And she
okay.
just said, what would you write about? And I said, I don't know. I wasn't thinking of writing a book. Uh-huh. And then we just got talking about Toby and his antics and how he's enriched our lives. And she said, that's the book. And that's how the book came about.
And folks, I can tell you, when I say that this is one of my favorite books, I am very sincere with you. I cannot wait until the movie comes out. You better, like, call me the day you get the date it comes out, Charmaine, because I'll be first one in line.
Aw, thank you.
It's really a book that, you know, for all animals, you'll relate at some point, and, you know, the lessons that Charmaine learns from the dog. We all have a pet, and we all learn, but sometimes people aren't aware what our animals are trying to teach us. So this is really a good example about how powerful animals are in our life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, have you thought about your next Toby book yet? Is there going to be a follow-up?
Well, you know, I am now I'm keeping track of all the Toby stories because this dog continues to teach us. He's almost 10 now, and although he thinks he's 2. But, you know, he's continuing to teach us, and I'm a little wiser now to writing down all the stories. But I'm really excited to say that we've just produced Toby's first children's book. It's a beautiful illustrated book, and it's called Toby the Pet Therapy Dog. And this one is the first of the series, so it's And His Hospital Friends. And it's based on all the stories of the work that Toby does in the hospital with adults. And we've written this one for children. And, you know, the most beautiful part for me is mm-hmm. that my best friend, we've been friends since we were 5, she's the illustrator of the book.
Oh, nice. So nice.
It was just perfect in every way.
Yeah, that's great. Now, why don't we just take a minute and share, we've talked about what Toby's like, eating toilet lids and chewing fences. He also fills a very fulfilling role at helping others. Mm-hmm. We're talking about pet therapy. Why don't you share for about a minute some of those stories with people?
Oh, sure. He volunteers at a mental health facility. So mm-hmm. his job is to help inspire people to get outside and socialize and participate in recreation. And Toby has helped patients improve their confidence. He has sat sort of comforting a man who was sadly dying of cancer. He has taught patients about friendship and unconditional love, and mm-hmm. he's as excited now, almost 4 years after he started his job, as mm-hmm. he was the first day.
Yeah, that's good.
What a great way to be.
Yeah, and you know, it is true that the animals will sense what the person needs. When they do pet therapy, mm-hmm. you know, as Charmaine has said to you, my dogs, they are pet therapy dogs, and I have a little Shih Tzu, so Toby's a horse compared to my little dogs. But when they go in, they do pet therapy, they sense who needs them first, and they'll mm-hmm. go over to them. And it's just so magical when you see they sense what that person needs, and they'll do things that you didn't know they could do. It's just
yeah.
amazing what will unfold. It's a very rewarding volunteer service that you can do with your pet. Now, Charmaine, am I putting you on the spot by asking you, do you know of websites where people can learn more about doing pet therapy?
I know that there are, both in Canada and in the U.S., there are a number of national associations,
uh-huh.
and there are the pet. Typically, they're listed under pet-assisted therapy associations,
okay.
and I always suggest to people, you know, talk to your vet as well, because your
okay.
vet usually knows the great local chapters
uh-huh.
and can recommend as well. Sometimes people have an idea of where they would like to volunteer with their pet, for example, a seniors facility or a school
right.
in the reading program. So sometimes uh-huh. what people have done is phoned up the desired location where they want to volunteer, and
uh-huh.
then that organization connects them with the group who does pet therapy.
That's a good
them.
Point. Mm-hmm. Now, I know for me, I have a lot of animal shelters that mm-hmm. they have programs.
Yes.
SPCAs, mm-hmm. humane societies, that's what I've referred people to.
Yes.
So that's a good point, because I know now here in our area, and I don't know in the different states or out west for you in Canada, did you have to have Toby actually certified through a special program to go into where he goes?
Yes, he was certified through CHEMO. He actually won an award in his first year for his tremendous volunteer work. But he the first organization, I write about this in the book, the first organization he was tested through passed him with flying colors on everything,
wow.
except they wouldn't let him through because of his barking.
Oh,
and
okay.
I was devastated. I thought, oh,
yeah.
no.
Here's my dog being a scene.
And then I went to another place, and they pictured him working in the mental health facility and thought that his barking wouldn't be a problem. And, you know, what's really interesting is that the whole volunteer program for Toby has sort of become like therapy for the therapy dog, because his barking,
his barking is
improved so much.
Yeah, well, when you say that, one of our dogs, Molly, we rescued her at 3 months old. She's a little Shih Tzu, and she was abused at 3 months old. She pinned the palm of my hand, and she was petrified of men, and she would cower down and pee on them. And so mm-hmm. what would happen is when we got her doing pet therapy, my husband is, we call him Snow White. He's such an animal person like me. And he worked with her. And by her doing pet therapy, that really helped her to, accept and trust men again. And that doing the pet therapy brought her around. So, yeah,
wow.
Amazing. We've got to go to another break. Charmaine, before we go to the break, can you share your websites again with everybody?
Certainly. It's ontobysterms.com or hammondgroup.biz.
Good. Now, guys, while we're at the break, go purchase a copy of On Toby's Terms and send me an email and tell me how much you love that book. This is Sue London on Get Inspired Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, Charmaine and I are going to inspire you to bring a dog or another pet into your life. So stay tuned.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to City resolveurbanrace.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London, and I am so excited today about my guest because it's Charmaine Hammond, and we're talking about her very comical dog, Toby. And we've been talking all this segment about On Toby's Terms, the book that she wrote about her very special gifted dog in so many ways. Now, Charmaine, I want you to, again, I'm really promoting this website because I want everyone to leave this show and go and purchase a copy of this book. So before we get into talking about the movie, can you share your website again with Toby's?
It's on tobysterms.com, and my website is hammondgroup.biz, B-I-Z.
Good. Now, guys, what has happened for Charmaine is that her book, On Toby's Term, the story that she wrote about her dog, it's becoming a movie. So, Charmaine, why don't we start off by you sharing how did all that unfold? Because we've got a lot of authors out there that want to know, how did this happen?
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, we still shake our heads sometime and ask ourselves the same question. We have an amazing publisher who published On Toby's Terms for us, Betty Young's books, and she, in the early days of me writing the book, she had sent some copies to various celebrities and different producers, which is part of the process of getting endorsements. And one particular production company read the book and just loved the book. And so they gave us a quote for the front of the book, for the cover of the book. And just before it went to print, they called the publisher to change the quote, and, you know, I felt my heart sink when I heard that because, of course, we assume it means that maybe they didn't like the rest of the book. They loved it so much they wanted to bring it to film. And so prior to it even hitting the bookstores, we knew that it had been signed to become a motion picture, which is just amazingly exciting. I had to learn about the publishing world, and now I'm having to learn about the TV and movie world, but it's been really exciting. It's been great learning, and the production company we're working with is Impact Motion Pictures. They're out of California, and they're phenomenal to work with. We're really enjoying it.
Am I allowed to share that Toby is still alive?
Yes.
Please. Folks, do you know how many times that we all go to an animal movie, and me, a dog movie specifically? Mm-hmm. You know that movie, Marley and Me? I didn't know the dog was going to die at the end. And I don't handle movies like that. Old Yeller, I came to look at the cover without crying. Mm-hmm. So I can tell you that this movie, Toby doesn't die, folks. So, you know, as soon as you hear those ticket sales go on for the movie, get your ticket early because it's going to sell fast. Now,
thank you.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to give the ending, but I know there's a lot of people out there like me that, does the dog die? Well, I'm not going.
You know, Sue, I'm glad you asked the question because even when we go to book signings, Toby, of course, goes on tour now. He's presented to 7,000 students across North America.
Wow.
And he does what's called a podograph.
Yes. Yeah.
he stamps the book with a special little spring-loaded stamp we got created. But, you know, many people come up to us, and before they buy the book, they look at Toby, they look at the banner, they look at the book cover, and they say, is this Toby? And we say, this is the real deal.
Yeah.
You know, this is Toby. And I never thought how many people would ask, you know, does Toby live at the end of the book? And of course he does. He's right here.
Oh, yeah. He's there in color, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, and a lot of stories do have sad endings with animals, unfortunately.
Yeah. And that's what I'm really excited about this movie coming out because, you know, I just feel so connected with you and with Toby and that story and the fence and the toilet lid that, you know, you just can't wait. Now, let me ask you this. So you said you went with a publisher for your book.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody self-published, do you know what, like, would they have to go through a publisher for their book to become a movie? Like, do you know, you know, I have a lot of people
No, I don't think they would. I know that there are, I think what's so important is that it's, you know, that it's the quality of the book. I've heard of other books that have been self-published, and they've gone to screen, you know, whether it's been to a movie, to theaters, you know, to straight to TV movies. But no, I think what's so important is that strong story.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, do you have say in who plays you or your husband? I'm just asking questions because I know everyone's thinking it.
I know. Everyone's thinking it. Well, we love it because there's some secrets we can't tell yet. But we do have an idea of, you know, some of the folks that they might be interested in asking, but it's a big secret and I can't tell anyone
yet. But do you have, like, are you able to have say in them, in picking them?
Not so much in picking them, but certainly kind of giving our blessing, or if we had some concerns, you know, we would certainly let them know. They've spent a lot of time getting to know Chris and I, and they've met Toby. We went out for two trips now to California, and they've met Toby. We went the big long drive, and the fact that they've taken so much time to get to know us and our life and our dog, I just know they're going to have the best person possible to play the parts.
Now, so is Toby in the movie at all?
Yeah, we always say, don't have him at the part with the toilet tank breaking. We just got him to stop.
yeah.
So they'll have the Toby, and there'll be a number of other look-alike dogs that'll be trained actor dogs that play Toby, and I just get really excited to say to people, now you look and see if you can find out which one's the real Tobe.
yeah, that's amazing. Well, you know, Charmaine, I am so proud of you for, you know, you've been through a lot with the dog, and you've given a dog a home that maybe a lot of others wouldn't, so I love you, my friend, and I'm so excited for everything that's going to happen for you. And like I said in commercial, don't forget to let me know when that date comes with all the filming and stuff like that.
Bet. We'd love to have you there with us.
Yeah. Now, one more time, quickly, if you can share your sites, and then we're out of time.
It's ontobysterms.com or hammondgroup.biz, B-I-Z.
Guys, On Toby's Term is the book. Go, and when the show's over, go get yourself a copy. Let me know what you think about it, because it's phenomenal. Charmaine, my friend, as always, I love you, and thank you so much for being on the show today, my friend.
Oh, thank you, Sue. This was wonderful. I just so appreciate having you in my world.
Good. Well, keep up the great work, and enjoy that sunny San Diego.
Yes, thank you.
Good. Now, folks, I've personally gone through illness, disease, divorce, near death, and I was given just 30 minutes to live in my life. Not only did I survive, heal, and move forward, but I've soared above it all, and I created a wonderful new life that I desire. I've taken all my past challenges, and I've turned them into a successful career of helping others create the life that they desire through my radio show, speaking events, coaching, and my books. Now, I'm here to help you also to get there. So visit my website, AskSueLondon.com, and learn how I can help you. As a motivational speaker, I'm available to come to your area to inspire your group. Connect with me through my website, AskSueLondon.com. Now, when you're at my website, be sure to check out my calendar. I have lots of media interviews coming up, as well as public appearances and presentations and some internet TV shows. So that's all that you can be a part of. So visit my website, AskSueLondon.com, for information about that. And remember, when you're at my website, AskSueLondon.com, be sure to purchase your own copy of my inspirational book, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. This book is featured on Spirited Women website for the top 12 summer movie picks list. And to purchase your copy, when you're at the website AskSueLondon.com, click on the Books tab, and you can see it in a hard copy or ebook version. And again, one more time, on Toby's terms, you've got to get the book, folks. That's ontobysterms.com, so check it out. And it's also available on Amazon. Now, I want to thank my very special guest today, Charmaine Hammond, for being with us today. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. Please join me every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time and 3 p.m. Pacific Time. Next week on Get Inspired Radio, my special guest is secret teacher Dr. John DeMartini, and the topic is financial empowerment. On behalf of my guest Charmaine Hammond and myself, Sue London, we wish you much love and many blessings. Have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.